With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A Wisconsin woman tells the grand court a handgun that arrived in her suitcase does belong to her, but says she's not guilty of the gun charges because she didn't tell the airlines to ship the bag to her here. Radio KMN's Andrel Harris has the details.
Appearing before Justice Philip St. John Stevens, Carolyn McNeil Skaropan entered not guilty pleas to one count of possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition. The prosecution told the court on February 3rd a suitcase belonging to Ms. Skaropan arrived at the Owen Roberts International Airport. While screening the bag, customs officers discovered a handgun with 6 rounds of ammunition. The Crown's lawyer says Ms. Skaropan had traveled from Wisconsin to Florida with 3 pieces of luggage where she was to board a cruise ship. The bag with the gun was lost during the flight. The judge heard that Ms. Skaropan had filed a lost and found application, instructing Delta Airline that she would be in Cayman and to have the bag shipped here. Ms. Skaropan's lawyers say that while she did fill out the form, she was simply providing her location to the airline carrier, and at no point did she instruct them to have the luggage sent to Cayman. A trial date has been set for the 15th of April. Andrel Harris, Radio Cayman News.
2 fires are under investigation at this hour. Police say they're looking into fires at 2 different addresses Tuesday. Around 11 p.m., officers responded to a report of a gray Honda Civic on fire on Teresa Drive in Georgetown. Firefighters put out the blaze. No one was hurt. Shortly after 11, police and fire officers responded to a report of another vehicle fire, this time on Anthony Drive, where a Toyota RAV4 was on fire. It was also extinguished without incident. 2 Bodentown men are under arrest suspected of drug and gambling-related crimes. Police say officers on patrol near Cumber Avenue Tuesday spotted a man, quote, behaving suspiciously. He was seen discarding items into a garbage bin. Police say they found lottery number papers inside, and when they searched the man, found packets of what appeared to be ganja. The 48-year-old man from Bodentown was arrested on suspicion of drugs and gambling-related offenses. Police also arrested a second man, a 42-year-old, for possession of an illegal lottery ticket. The matter is under investigation by police. The Department of Environmental Health welcomes a 3rd inmate to its garbage collection team, part of an ongoing partnership with Her Majesty Cayman Islands Prison Service. The initiative involves the deployment of suitably risk-assessed inmates who are within 6 months of their release or an appearance before the Conditional Release Board. The idea is that prisoners in the program who demonstrate they have the necessary attitude and work ethic may be offered full-time jobs ahead of their return to the community. Director of Prisons, Steve Barrett.
Finding employment following release from prison has been recognised as a factor in determining whether or not someone is likely to reoffend and or return to prison.
There are a number of prisoners on release on temporary license who are involved in community placements with stakeholder agencies. Home Affairs Minister, the Honourable Tara Rivers.
The government is keen to extend the range and diversity of community placement partnerships, as we genuinely believe that such opportunities contribute to reducing future reoffending. We are particularly supportive of partnerships with organizations like the DEH, who see the importance of what the prison service is trying to achieve and have been willing to offer their support.
The Public Lands Commission sees 2 new appointments, a chief inspector and a secretary. Radio KMN's Carsley Fuller has more.
No strangers to the civil service, Chief Inspector Winsome Prendergrass and Secretary Jeray Brown are the first people to be appointed to these posts in the Ministry of Education, Youth, Sports, Agriculture, and Lands. They'll be responsible for helping the PLC in the administration and enforcement of the public lands law. Ms. Prendergrass was a law enforcement officer with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service for 21 years, while Ms. Brown previously worked for the Department of Health Regulatory Services as an administrative secretary. The Public Lands Commission, which is appointed by Cabinet, is responsible for regulating the use and enjoyment of public lands by members of the public, protecting the rights of access and the use of public land, responding to complaints regarding the use or misuse of public land, and issuing permits for the use of an activities on public land. The regulations to support the law are now in the final review stage, and the ministry is developing a policy for Cabinet to approve in regard to issues such as vending on public beaches, the use of public docks, and commercial events on public lands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
3 additional inspector posts for the PLC are budgeted to be filled this year to assist the chief inspector with the enforcement of the law. In other local news, the Grouper Moon Project is back. The Department of Environment and the Reef Environmental Education Foundation are working together on the annual monitoring of the grouper population and spawning sites. DOE Research Officer Bradley Johnson says they'll be working on all 3 islands.
We're really looking at understanding what size the spawning populations are of Nassau grouper on each island, monitoring to see the health of it, get an understanding of how it's changed over the years. And that's one of the things that we do with our annual monitoring, is we record a lot of that information so we can see changes over the years and understand whether it's growing or decreasing or how it's changing.
Mr. Johnson says over the past decade, there has been a noticeable resurgence in the Sister Islands Nassau grouper population, particularly off the coast of Little Cayman. At the start of 2018, they saw more than 6,000 groupers return to one spawning site, which he says is encouraging and highlights the importance of adhering to and enforcing Nassau grouper fishing restrictions set under the National Conservation Law.
Countries that have put protection in place after the populations have collapsed haven't seen a recovery. Some countries still haven't seen Nassau grouper back on the reefs after, 30, 40 years of protection. So it's really important to recognize how sensitive it is. And when the fish are reproducing, you leave them alone. You don't fish for them at that point.
The current close season for Nassau grouper began December 2018 and lasts until April 30th. During the closed season, anyone who takes, purchases, receives, offers for sale, exchanges, or donates Nassau grouper commits an offense under the law. In celebration of Engineering Week, organizers with Dart and Minds Inspired are gearing up to host a special screening of Dream Big, Engineering Our World.
This week we are hosting an event on Friday afternoon for high school students. It's an engineering sort of career event. It features a movie called Dream Big, Engineering Our World. It sort of tells the story of a number of engineers as they progress through their careers. And so I think it's just an excellent way for us to tell students about different careers in the area of engineering.
Education Programs Manager for Dart Enterprises, Glenda McTaggart, tells Radio Cayman following the screening, select high school students from across Cayman will have the chance to hear presentations from 8 resident engineers from Dart and Caribbean Utilities. Acting Finance Minister at Her Majesty's Prison Service, Carolyn Rivers, secures a December Chief Officer's Choice Award for fostering effective communications. Prison Director Steve Barrett nominated Ms. Rivers, who was recently seconded to the prison service from the Ministry of Financial Services and Home Affairs.
Provides regular correspondence to me as to overall financial performance and areas of compliance and non-compliance.
Her ministry's chief officer, Dax Basteo, says because of Ms. Rivers' diligence, managers' knowledge of prison finances have improved the internal environment and, as a result, are sustaining more effective routes for engaging with prisoners.
Her close monitoring of the finances and strong communication with managers enables us to reduce budget overspending by approximately $1 million.
Now let's check in with Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego. She has today's financial news.
The closing prices of local stocks are provided by Cayman National Securities. COC's common stocks closed at $15. Cayman Water Company closed at $13.03. Greenlight Reinsurance Company closed at $11.70. And Cayman National Corporation closed at $6.25. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 63 points to close at 25,954. The NASDAQ up 2 points to close at 7,489. The S&P 500 up 4 points to close at 2,784. And the Financial Times 100 Index in London up 49 points to close at 7,228. The three most active issues in New York today were Advanced Micro Devices unchanged to close at $23.95, General Electric down 0.39% to close at $10.09, and CVS Health Corporation down 8.10% to close at $64.22. In commodities, gold closed at $1,342.70, silver at $16.06, platinum at $830.50, and oil at $56.90 per barrel. In foreign currencies, the euro closed at 1.13, pound sterling at 1.30, yen 110.82, Canadian dollar 1.31, and the Jamaican dollar closed at 134.24. In other financial news, Andrew Miller joins Solomon Harris as partner and head of Cayman's International Private Client Practice. More now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Mr. Miller specializes in all aspects of non-contentious Cayman Islands and British Virgin Islands international wealth structuring for individuals and financial institutions. He's well recognized with awards and distinctions, including being named to the 2018 Private Client Global Elite, Leading Individual in Trust and Privates Client Legal 500 2018, and was recognized as highly regarded by IFLR 2018. He's a past chairman and secretary of the Society of Trusts and Estates Practitioners in Cayman, a founding board member of the STEP Latin American Conference, and a member of the International Tax Planning Association. Prior to joining Bedell Kristen at Solomon Harris, Mr. Miller was a partner in another Cayman Islands law firm heading its global wealth structuring group, where he joined after 13 years at a major London law firm. Bedell Kristen merged with the Cayman Islands law firm Solomon Harris in 2018 and now has offices in BVI, Guernsey, Jersey, London, and Singapore, as well as the Cayman Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman's Financial News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That's your financial report for this hour. I'm Shanta Gallego.
Thank you for joining us for Radio Cayman's Evening News. I'm April Cummings.